Every day you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5, and that's 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather brought to you by
Sweet James.
If you've been injured in an accident, call Sweet James. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. So now, with Disney under fire once again,
oh boy,
let's go back to our very own Prince Charming, Skatos and Chad.
That's right, they haven't done anything. Everybody stop it. Not even American. Oh-ho!
So you can check the podcast out if you want to hear about why Prince Charming is getting canceled because he kissed Snow White. While she was
in a coma.
In a coma. Okay.
Apparently.
All right.
Out in the middle of the woods, by the way, for those who are not in their story.
Right.
Right. Laying on the slab.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. That's not
a problem. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is pantless as well.
That's right. He's got that kind of swag.
This is disgusting. Right? We're finding out so much.
By the way, you guys know that Winnie the Pooh is not allowed to be shown anywhere in China, right?
Is that so?
Because everybody compares him to Xi, so you can see it inside of the park, but you could not see it anywhere else.
Oh, my gosh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Ha!
I learned so much on this show.
You do. That's why we have Pop Quiz.
And that is coming up. Do you have a prize for Pop Quiz?
I do.
All right, good. Pop Quiz, we do it at the end of the show. We want to test you and see if you've been listening, so we have a lot of fun. If you've never heard it, it's coming up at about 5:50. 12 to 15-year-olds getting the vaccine. That's what we're going to be talking about. You parents are going to have to make a decision. Maybe you've already made the decision. Maybe you're looking into it. Maybe you're thinking yes. Maybe you're thinking no. But let's throw a couple things at you. It's a big decision. One of the things that scientists have said is, well, okay, to get out of this, we're going to have to get out of this pandemic, we're going to have to vaccinate children. And Pfizer believes that they have a vaccine that is extremely safe for a 12 to 15-year-old to take. And some of the numbers that come out are interesting and a bit scary, to be honest. 22% of kids are getting COVID now. This was a much smaller number in the past. And now we're finding out that I think 22% is a pretty big number for children. Now, they're not dying from it.
No.
It has happened, but it is very,
so
very rare. That's why I want to make sure. But you also don't want your kid to get sick from anything. And so... our kids,
except chickenpox, right? Like parents seem to be pretty cool with the chickenpox things.
Oh, you know what? I'll disagree with you on that, man. Because I think a lot of parents that I know get their kids the chickenpox vaccine.
But back when we were growing up, we're like, "Hey, we're having a party."
It's true, but back then we couldn't do anything about it. You're going to get it. We can't stop it. You'll most likely be fine, and we'll move on. They have a vaccine for it. And I think my brother, who's a doctor, put it very well to me many years ago. He was saying, you know, Ellie went and got the chickenpox vaccine. And I said, well, why did you do that? And he goes, well, why would I want my kid to be sick when a vaccine will make sure she doesn't get sick? And that made a lot of sense to me because in my brain, I was like, well, I survived it. We all had the chickenpox. Becky Lynn, did you have the chickenpox?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we're all good. You know, and we moved on from it. But a vaccine could take that pain and suffering away from a kid. I'm all for it. And my brother explained in a pretty good way. So I don't know what the breakdown, Chad, is going to be. Will parents get their kids vaccinated if they're between 12 and 15?
I think some will and some won't. I also think politics is going to play a role in this as well. But I think that some are going to, and I think some are going to wait and eventually get them vaccinated somewhere down the line. It may not be at first because as an adult, right, I have a choice. I'm not in that position. My son's 10. He ain't ready for it. And I think he's going to be okay. He's already had it once. So it wasn't like he's there for like the whopping 4 hours.
How did he do with it?
He woke up. He's like, Dad, I don't feel good. We're like, oh, we're all going to go test. We all got tested. Bye. 7 o'clock that night, he was out on the trampoline. He's like, I feel great. And I'm like, oh, there you go then. That's how a lot of kids are. It's maybe a day or a few hours. It was nothing.
I knew one kid that got pretty sick, not hospital sick, but he was sick. I know one, and this is teen. I know one teen who tested positive for it, never felt a thing.
I think
lost our sense of taste and smell, and that was it.
I knew a lot of kids, like, you know, who my friends' kids and stuff, who they didn't even know they had it, Right? They had no idea that they had. I think that was a lot of it. But he's not ready for...
Your 10-year-old?
Yeah. And I don't think he needs it at this point. Not that he wouldn't, but I also am making a decision for myself. I think, much like with football, right? Like, you know, when is it okay for a kid to play football? When their brain is at a certain level. I think a lot of what they're looking at, especially... And I don't know if they're going to go even lower with this. If it was deadlier, I think they would. But I think at this point in time, with the spread very minimal amongst 0 to 9 years old, according to the latest Unteenth study, even Biden came out yesterday and said, look, there really isn't that much spread between children and adults. I think that it's not going to be as we're not going to push it as hard, maybe for the older kids. But I think for the younger kids, not so much. But it's going to be a personal choice. And I think a lot of people out there who have even gotten it are going to say, you know what, I want to give it a little while longer before I give it to my kids.
So 22% of kids are now getting COVID. And as we've talked about, at least in our experience, a couple kids that we know didn't get it bad. One kid I know did get it bad. He's doing fine now. So I don't you agree that most moms are going to make this decision? Because there was a study just yesterday, I think it was on Becky Lynn's news. I listened to the news, Becky Lynn. It's very good.
I'm really glad you did it. Thank you.
Just letting you know. And I think what she was talking about, if I listened correctly and heard it out of my left ear, because my right ear not so good, was now I forgot what I was talking about.
The moms giving. Do you think moms are going to be
that
pushed
more? more. Are you okay, Becky Lynn?
Yes, I just.
I lost my train of thought. That women are telling their husbands, listen, I've got the vaccine. Now go and get it. You go and get it. And so obviously we're going to have a lot of mothers out there that are going to say, I've got this one. I'm going to tell the kid, oh, I'm going to get my kid the vaccine. And fathers, well, maybe you play a part in it, but mostly it's going to be moms.
Yeah.
They're in charge of the health care in their house. That's what most studies say. All right. Now I remembered.
We'll see. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see the way that this thing plays out. Moms are definitely going to be a big portion of the way that this thing goes. But I also think that, you know, a good portion of the quote-unquote anti-vaxxer movement is mothers compared to men. They far outnumber men because men, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's the measles and stuff. And I think if this thing was different, if it was so deadly.
If a kid got it the way a 75-year-old got
absolutely.
It and sick, then it would be different,
but,
yes.
I mean, you think about it. The flu is far more dangerous than this, and not every kid gets
for
vaccinated.
For kids.
Yeah, not every kids. Kid gets vaccinated. You
right,
know? Like,
right.
It's convenience.
But if you're going to get your kids vaccinated for all these different things, the beginning of their life and throughout, you know, their first few years on the planet, why not get this?
Well, I think partly it's let's look at it. First of all, some stuff. It's been around long enough where you go, I feel like it's safe because it's been around for a long time. This is still new. And for a lot of people out there, as an adult, you're making that choice because you need to get back to work. You need to get back doing all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And that's a choice that you can make for yourself. For a younger generation, especially younger kids, you know, we don't know how this is going to work with your development. So I think there's going to be a lot more pause there.
Well, take that out of the picture for a second. I know that's weird, but take that out of the picture. There are going to be some kids whose parents get them the vaccine and it has nothing to do with protecting them from the virus. It'll make them feel safer. Yeah. It'll help their mental health. There are kids out there, and I know some of these kids, that have really taken this pandemic hard and won't take the mask off.
Yeah, that's insane.
But it's real.
Yeah.
Well, but it's real.
We've talked about it, that there is going to be a segment of society that no matter how much protection you give them, it is built in their mind that this thing is here to eat them up, and they're going to struggle to get back into society. And that includes some kids, but a lot of adults, mm-hmm. that they're always going to wear a mask. They're going to shy away from anything that's not outdoors with a few people.
Well, I think when you get the vaccine, a lot of that does go away.
Actually, new report out that it's not even close. There are people that are really hoping this lockdown continues because there is a fear factor that's been built up. And I blame a lot of that on the media that, oh, my God, you get this thing. You're going to die. When you really look at the numbers, like, oh, settle down, everybody. But it's too late now. That ship sailed.
Yeah.
And you've burned it into people's minds about this thing being, you know, the Ebola virus, if in some cases. And it's not.
We'll see.
I'm not going to get Jack vaccinated.
No, he's 10.
Yeah, but you know, I know they're going to try to shoot for it later.
Well, they're going to come up with a vaccine for younger than 12.
Yeah, right.
And then you'll make the decision of whether or not you're going to do it.
Yeah.
I think your numbers say, well, if you're younger than 12, this really isn't affecting
you. No, it doesn't affect adults.
12 and over is a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. All right. Coming up next.
I don't know.
Well, why don't we talk about a couple different things?
Let's do it.
A Black Lives Matter t-shirt could set the cop killer, Derek Chauvin, free. Let's discuss that plus a few other things. It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Because Chad Benson needs to know everything that's happening, he looks over to me while you're doing your newscast, Becky Lynn. You know, who are you texting? What are you doing? I'm on my phone. I said, I'm flirting with my wife over text.
Duh.
And he looked at me like I was crazy. Do you flirt with your husband over text, Becky Lynn?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like, hey, I just found some new patio furniture?
So. Yeah, that really gets him excited. I got to tell you.
Chad,
yeah.
You're not one of those guys that
does. No. I flirt with your wife, too. On
Good one.
Oh, man, I want to go home
good
now.
Good one.
Now, why don't you do that with your wife?
What? Why don't you do? You know what? It's like.
Or why don't I flirt with your wife?
It's like.
What's the matter with you?
But you just give people a little taste of something, right? You don't want to be too much.
So you do it.
See, right? Like
that's the flirt.
Yeah. It's a flirt. But the thing is, he's over there. He's like, hey, I love you so much. What's for dinner? What kind of food are you making us for dinner?
You know what?
Where are we going out to dinner on our date tonight? I'm taking her out for a date.
You know what my husband texted me a while ago?
Patio furniture.
That he bought a box of Krispy Kreme donuts.
See, there you go.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Pretty, right I'm telling you.
That is sexy
that makes
stuff
me
right there.
Run
no,
right
like, flirting
home.
Is awesome,
that
but like
sexy.
It's like, you know, it's like you do it in a very subtle way.
Okay.
Like, what's up, hottie? And you're like, oh, sorry, I thought you were my wife. No, you totally do. Of course, who doesn't flirt? If you don't flirt, you can't keep the magic alive. Mandy, our new producer, Miss Mandy. You're a lady. Do you flirt?
You're a lady.
You're a lady. She is. She's a lady.
I know she's a lady. Everybody, Mandy is a lady name. Yeah.
Are you flirty?
Very flirty.
It's not like you called her Paul.
All day, every day. What do you think I'm doing over here while you guys are doing this show? I'm flirting with my
You're flirting
with Gaddis'
wife, too? See, everybody's doing that.
Pablo, are you flirting with my wife, too?
No. I'm not a flirty guy.
I appreciate it.
Nah.
You're flirty.
I am, but nah.
You are flirting with my wife?
No, I'm all not right. with your wife.
Mostly okay. me.
You're flirting you with my wife.
We're like the perfect boyfriend for your wife, though. Tall, dark, and handsome. You know, you're tall, handsome.
Handsome, white.
You know, I'm tall, dark, not so handsome. Chad's.
I'm over here. I'm
needs
bald.
To get in the sun.
Yeah, so she's actually dating the actual perfect guy in all of us.
Oh,
that's it.
Gosh.
That's right. We don't ask her to make us dinner or to do anything. We don't tell her to clean up our stuff. And we don't argue with her about it. I mean, it's perfect.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you have a good relationship.
Yeah, we do. We do. And she kills birds. And I'm like, oh, my God, I knew we were going hunting. I thought it was golf.
We've got pop quiz coming up in about 10 minutes. So earlier today, we talked to Monica Lindstrom. All right. And there's a story that is a bit concerning. We know that Derek Chauvin is in jail. He's a murderer. He killed George Floyd. All right. So the jury. Well, there is a juror. And he has now been seen in a picture. He has a Black Lives Matter t-shirt on, and it's starting to spark concerns. And, you know, when was this picture taken? What did it say on the actual t-shirt? And we asked Monica, well, who is this juror? And is this a big deal that he's wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt?
Brandon Mitchell, he was the 31-year-old high school basketball coach. He was one of the jurors on the jury for Chauvin. And back last summer, he participated in a protest or a march, and it was for Black Lives Matter, but it was also to honor Martin Luther King Jr. And so the shirt that he wore had a picture of MLK Jr. on it with saying, get your knees off our neck.
Okay. So that's what the phrase said, get your knee off our neck. Because he's wearing that t-shirt, people were saying, all right, can he be impartial? Could he have been impartial when he sat on the jury for the now convicted Derek Chauvin. And I think he certainly could.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People can have their opinions about
they
stuff.
They can. They can't have it. The problem is you were asked that and you lied,
okay,
which
so
makes it seem like you have.
Where was he asked it? It was the questionnaire?
The questionnaire.
Got
plus,
it.
They remember, they interview them all before.
Yeah.
And we know that, like, first of all, can we just all be honest? Everything you've ever done in the history of the world apparently is out there.
Yeah, right? I guess
so,
it is.
So,
but it's not like, I don't see anything wrong with it. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Well, it's not whether or not he was doing something wrong. It's you've got a T-shirt on that is of essentially calling to the trial that you're a juror on. And that right there could make it seem like you've got a pre already a pre-trial thought that he is guilty. And because of that, how can you be impartial?
So if let's say that you were hit by a drunk driver.
Okay.
You go and sit on a jury and they say, can you be impartial? You were hit by a drunk driver and the person right here is a drunk driver. Can you be impartial sitting on that jury?
Probably not.
I think some people would absolutely say it. Probably
and,
not.
Yeah. And those people, you know who those people are? Those are the honest people, right? Those
I think
people,
some people, I think I'm not one of them, but I think some people could say, yeah, I could be impartial.
So
I would carry the grudge in, but that's me.
I think very few times you're going to see people be it. First of all, impartial's relative because we live in a world now where you're inundated 24/7 with information. People have opinions like they've never had opinions before. And so the other thing I worry about with jurors on a case like this, Gatos, and I don't think we talk about this enough, is and he's been extremely vocal. None of the other ones have. He has.
Brandon Mitchell.
How many of them want to be on something like this because there's an opportunity on the other end to potentially have a little bit of fame
some
and who
people,
knows what may come out
absolutely,
of it?
Absolutely.
And I think that's something I would worry about, too.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, watch it because could it get thrown out and they have to start all over again? That's the nightmare scenario.
I think the nightmare, I don't know if that'll happen, but the opportunity of appeal and maybe another something is very real.
All right. Let's open up the phones. Time for a pop quiz. 602-277-5827. We want to see if you know the news. Call us. We'll have true or false questions. If you're any good, Chad will give you a prize. If you're not any good, well, you'll be dead to me. It's Pop Quiz coming up.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop Quiz, hot shot.
All right, let's end the show with some fun, and it's called Pop Quiz. True, false questions about the day's news. We want to see if you've been listening. 277-5827. Hop online. And we'll leave a line open for if a kid wants to play, because the kids are mostly fun when they call in and they play Pop Quiz. They actually know more than their parents.
Yeah, that's the we like that. We do. We absolutely like. We like it when people participate in said show.
That's right.
Let's first start in Scottsdale, USA, America, with Kim. Kim, your love, it'll true.
All right, Kim, you ready for Pop Quiz?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Today, is that your dog?
It is my dog.
Okay, I'm just checking. Today is Star Wars Day. True or false?
May the force be with you.
There you go. Okay.
Nerd.
There are 9 Star Wars movies. True or false?
True.
Well, you're dead to me. There's 12. Yoda would be so disappointed in you right now.
Movies?
Yeah. 12 movies. You got Rogue One. You got Solo. Remember, that counts as a Star Wars film.
That was crap. Absolute crap.
What, my question or Solo?
Yeah, Solo.
Both.
All of those were like...
Who's next?
13-year-old. Kristen, you're in Scottsdale.
Kristen.
You're live on the show.
Hi.
Are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
We are. I'm in the car with my 13-year-old.
Okay. 13-year-old. I said, no swearing.
Here we go.
Mom.
Yes, no swearing. Let's see. Washington, D.C. just banned dancing at weddings because of COVID. True or false?
False.
Well, you're both dead to me. It's true.
My goodness.
I so wanted
one
that
more
one.
Quick one.
I wanted that so bad.
I know. You tried. Kristen didn't even get a chance to say anything. Sorry, Kristen. Your mom wasn't good at this.
No.
Mark, you're live.
Mark,
on the radio.
Ready to play Pop Quiz?
I think so.
Cyber Ninjas claimed the Maricopa County audit is the most transparent in American history. True or false?
Oh, man. I have to say false.
No, I have to say that you're right. Whoa!
He's mean to Mandy sometimes, so we have to blow him up.
You hung up. He was right, though. You hung up on him. No. Was that, like, did you?
He was mean to Mandy, and I don't like when he's mean to
Mandy. What do you mean he was mean?
Mark, we'll give you a try tomorrow, brother.
Is this the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Yeah. Don't be mean to my people.
Hey.
Let me tell you something. We're a team here, and I will crush your soul. Do you understand that, Mark? Do you understand what a soul crusher looks like? It's me. Visiting you at night, saying, don't be mean to my peeps, or else there's a price that shall be paid.
I mean, he did get it right.
Did he? What was the question again?
I don't remember.
They said it's the most transparent in history.
Yeah. It was false. He was right. They are claiming it's the most transparent in the galaxy. That's wonderful. The people who are fondling our ballots are talking about it being the most transparent in the galaxy.
In the galaxy.
There's a lot of brain power going on
well,
there.
May the fourth be with you.
That is right. How are you celebrating the fourth?
Well, I'm going to eat dinner, relax, watch TV, and not watch anything that has to do with Star Wars.